Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. On Tuesdays, we take our first segment in the 11 o'clock hour to talk to folks involved with the NOLA Coalition. And these are difference makers in our community, working in the trenches hard each and every day to make this a better place for us to live, work, and raise our family. Most of them, if almost not all, are from the not-for-profit community. And they backfill with resources and provide programming that the city and government otherwise can't afford. I mean, at the end of the day, there's no singular agency that has the assets or resources necessary in order to do all of what these folks are doing. And today's no different. We're joined by John Gerhart, Executive Director of Urban Impact New Orleans, and Elijah Gerhart. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
Yes, thanks.
Thanks for joining us. And if you would, describe for us the mission and vision of Impact New Orleans, Urban Impact New Orleans.
Yeah, well, thanks, Newell. We appreciate it. Urban Impact's been around in Central City since 1989. And our vision is to create in Central City a neighborhood where kids can ride their bikes, that safe place for a family and things. So part of that is we want kids to ride their bikes to schools of excellence, and we're involved in different education ministries, and Elijah will explain that.
Yeah, so we have a after-school program that is geared towards elementary students. We focus on helping them with their ELA and math work, specifically their math work, and then also just being there, helping them to also learn some life skills. And one of the main things that I've come to know is that a lot of the kids, they feel like they don't even know how to do something before they even look at it and actually try. And so just giving them the confidence to actually attempt and do the work and realize that they can actually do what they are required to do in their homework. And then we also want to create a neighborhood where kids can ride their bikes to a safe place to gather. So that's our different youth Bible studies that we have and mentoring. We have one of the few free summer day camps in the city, where this past summer we had 180 kids registered, and we averaged about 65-70 kids a day. And along with that, we hired high school students from the neighborhood to help us run that. And many of those, that's their first job that they've ever had. And we had 13 this past summer.
And then with that
Elijah,
safe place, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, John.
So, and then with that safe place, it's our camp and retreat experiences. You know, getting kids out of the city, having them experience new things. We call it Open Court, which is our community center. We're in the old St. Monica Catholic School and Church, so we get a full-size basketball court, a full-size playground, a community center. So we want kids to be able to come and just hang out. I don't know about you. I need a place where I can screw up and mess up and still be welcomed back, a place where kids can be a kid and just hang out. And we want to make that place. We have a mantra here. We're not going to give up on you, but we're not going to give in to you. We're not going to give up on you in life, but some of the stuff that's going on, we're not going to give into that. And so we're going to continue to lean into kids and mentor them and be a presence in the community.
I love what y'all, led off with after school programs, after care programs. A lot of folks, a lot of these kids, their parents don't have a lot of flexibility in the job that they have. And those programs, I find, really backfill a really important segment of the day for these kids. One, when I think back to my childhood, I had two working parents. If I was going to get in trouble, it was going to be probably to 3 hours after I got out of class. And if I were a betting man, I would have bet on that every single solitary day. Your thoughts?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Yeah, and so, along those lines, whenever I first started at Urban Impact full-time 4 years ago, we would pick up the kids from their school and then come back to our facility and would let them play because, they've been in school all day, so they need to get some energy out. But then I didn't realize until this past school year that we didn't actually give them enough time to play outside because we'd go upstairs and they'd still just go rampant and just wouldn't listen at times. And so just realizing right. that they still have to get some energy out because they've been in school for eight and a half hours.
But, it's the flip side, too. I mean, I get that, and I appreciate it. The beauty of those programs is when those kids go home, that their homework is done, right? And
yeah.
They have somebody there that can guide them through that. A lot of times their parents are not capable of it. I think even, as much education as I had in my life, I think when my daughter reached fifth grade, maybe sixth grade, I was of no consequence in math for her any longer. it was like...
Yeah, that's very common.
I am dumber than a sixth grader. it was just...
you have a lot of company there, us included, so...
Yeah, and people are not really honest with themselves. When we talk about this issue, I like to just have it raw because that's the reality. And if you didn't have advanced education in some respects, a lot of that material, you never held on to it. You never did much with it. And a lot of folks didn't pay much attention in school, myself included. And you're not much of any help to kids. But when you have other older students there helping them that recently had this stuff and can be as their mentor, I find that makes all the difference in the world. So tell us about y'all's experience.
Yeah, I think within it, it's when you want to help kids, there's just stuff. We all have stuff, hard stuff, nasty stuff, confusing stuff. And so what we do a lot is just lean into kids. One was here, he was just struggling because his mom had passed. And we're like, man, what's going on? You're pretty mad. And he's like, are you missing your mom? I'm like, yeah. He said, yeah. And I'm like, it's okay to be sad. It's not okay to be mad. So how do we lean in to help him do that? And the other thing within that is we've been able to raise up a new generation of leaders here. So our junior high director started at age 7. Our future executive director, Pastor Tyrone, has been with us since he was in fifth grade. He's 42 now. Demetrius Johnson runs our open court. She was hanging out with us when she was 13. So the exciting part for us is raising up a next generation that can lean into kids that have been a part of having victory over the hard stuff of life, and then their ability to reach and to help and to mentor and move kids along is a lot greater than it is for somebody my age. And so we're really excited about that ability to raise up leaders. And even at our last food distribution, we had 13 junior high kids coming to help. And that's a great way to teach them to give back to the community, to help them learn and understand their leadership skills, and to help them be a part of the solution rather than always looking at youth as, oh, they're the problem. Well, there's a lot of solutions there with kids, and then how can we lean into that, empower them to make a difference?
Mm-hmm. I love that you tell that story, because there are not many organizations that can boast about that. And I think it's so critically important. And it's a lot easier, in my experience, for these kids to identify with other now adults, but kids that came up through the same program, right, that face the same trials and tribulations and were able to overcome them within the urban impact, you know, New Orleans landscape. And mm-hmm. I think it's a lot easier to transform those kids into believers as to what y'all are doing when they see these folks that had that success standing right in front of them, right?
Yeah, because they can realize that, like, hey, this is something that I can do whenever I'm older. Just looking at me, at the other staff members that we have that are actually from the neighborhood, that like grew up here, that know a lot more of the struggles of what they might be going through, and so just being able to just relate in that way, like there's not, just like you said, there's not too many organizations that are like that.
So Elijah, what are you hearing from kids the most right now? I mean, what, you know, what are the things that they, I guess, that they fear?
Are a lot of the kids that we have, they right now, they just seem to be like, I mean, I know when I was a kid, I was also hungry right after school, but they seem to be like really, really hungry after school. So I'd probably say a little bit of food insecurity probably, and just real. And then some of them, not all of them, they don't have the strongest knit group in their household. And so just mm-hmm. some of them love to go back home. Some of them love their household, but some of them they might be struggling a little bit more. So there'd just be some struggles that you wouldn't think that a first, second, third grader would have to go through, but it's just things that they have to think of just because of the environment they're in.
So it's a lot of the stability / consistency then.
Yeah. Or the fact that some of their parents work until, I know one of their parents doesn't even get off of work until like 7 o'clock sometimes. And so yeah. Just having to go other places and staying with either neighbors or relatives until they get off of work, even after our after school program's done.
And that's when the village steps up, right? That's when the village mm-hmm. has to step up.
Yeah.
For that, because that is a sad reality of where we find ourselves in the world today, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, my critique is we can all stand around and gripe about it. We can say it's a liberal issue, a conservative issue, but it's a people issue. And people for us are the priority and the payoff. And then how do we create that positive place, again, a safe place for a kid to be a kid, place for adults to come and have fun. And you know, if I have no hope in my life, that means I see somebody else and there's even less hope I have for them. And so then how do we create a hope, have them understand that there is a plan and a future? You know, in our being a faith-based ministry, we'd say God's got you. God wants you to have this. Then how can we help you physically, emotionally, and spiritually to see and understand that? And our other dirty secret is we've just been a part of Central City since 1989. So we see kids of kids. You know, we can take a step mm-hmm. back and go, hey, this guy's an assistant principal. This lady's a nurse. This guy works HVAC. And at the same time, we can look at others and go, they're not around anymore. But that ability to be a presence, because sometimes, you know, in the hood, you know, the city doesn't need drive-by love. It needs to have love that's consistent and staying there and a presence. It, that says, no, you're worth it. We're not going to give up on you. We're not going to give in to you. So I think in reality, Newell, that's probably our dirty little secret, is that we've just been a presence and a part of Central City for long enough that that people trust us and we're able to lean into situations.
Well, I love the way you put that, because it's really not about drive-by love, because without consistency, none of this sticks, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really hard for it to stick. Think about it for a moment. I mean, we have to look at ourselves critically in the mirror, and we can't stare the obvious in the face and walk right around it. I mean, when you're dealing with kids from 3 to 9, 3 to 11, 3 to 13, they need consistency more than anything. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, yeah. You know, if it's just a little bit of positive that's in there, but it's consistently there, you know, the multiplier effect of that on children.
Yeah, it's huge. It is. Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, for us, it's then as you are consistent with them, then how do you empower people to be that and to do that? We're excited about our relationship with No Dice New Orleans Data Informed Community Engagement through DA Jason Williams and the Orleans Parish DA's office, Communities of Hope, where they came to us and said, hey, we see the data, we see the hot spots, but what are the people behind it? And then when they talk to us, they're like, oh, we want to talk to kids. So they talk to our high school kids and our 20-somethings. And then that changed a lot of the policy that they're proactively doing in our neighborhood. And to watch our kids to be able to say that they spoke truth to power and that it made a difference is pretty amazing. And so, again, how do we platform that? How do we put, not just look at data when it comes to things, but how do we have it be people? And then once it's people, then it changes your desire to be involved. It changes the sacrifice you're willing to make. Because if it's just data, it's just so easy to look at a sheet and blow it off. Mm-hmm. But when it's Diamond and Demi and Corey and others, well, you can't blow it off.
No, and look, the kids and families, they know what fits in, you know, what's going on in their neighborhood. They know what fits and they know what doesn't fit, right? And it's data in the end. It's just it's how do you go about collecting the data and what's meaningful data as opposed to just generic data. Right. Yeah. And the meaningful data is sitting down with the residents and gaining a better understanding of the landscape and the culture of that neighborhood. And it's amazing what you're going to come up with. I know we did this at JPSO in our Project Star program, where we interviewed everybody in these 17 identified neighborhoods. They all know who the bad guys were. Every single last one of them. You know, but when you sit down with everybody, the bad guys have no idea who's talking to you, who's giving them up, and who's telling you whatever. Because we sat down with everybody, every resident, right? And it's amazing what you come up with. And in my view, that's not generic data. I mean, operational data that you can go and devise a strategy around, and kudos to Jason Williams and No Dice. I've had them on the show many times. They've been very successful, and if that's a model that they're going to go after, they're going to succeed, because that information is absolutely incredible.
It is, and again, it puts the face to it. Then that way, you know, if it's like one of the abandoned houses that's here, that's just a haven for stupid stuff. And so then, you know, then it's like, hey, what's going on with that? So then there's a conversation of follow up. So it's not just like a one and done. There's follow up. There's a real partnership, and that's Communities Hope, which is other churches and faith-based organizations. It's just a real unique thing that, again, I think just helps us to be able to create this place where kids can be kids and where folks can be empowered and understand that there's a plan and a purpose for their life, and we want to help you find it and empower you to live it.
John, if folks wanted to get involved with your program or donate to your program, where would they go?
The easiest place to go is urbanimpact.org. And we'd love to have folks. We're at 2323 South Galvez. So right by the old Calio Housing Project, if you want to come down and see what we do and who we are, we welcome that. And just again, Newell, thank you for the chance to just talk about what God has enabled us to do here in the community for 36 years.
Well, congratulations to both you and John and Elijah and all the other folks that work down there with you. We are very fortunate to have groups like yours involved in our city because you guys are difference makers. Have a great holiday season, and thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we will visit with Mark Hamrick, Washington Bureau Chief and Senior Economic Analyst at Bankrate.com. A lot of reports coming out this week about the economy. We'll talk about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That and what we can expect when we return. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Because of the government shutdown, we're several months behind in reports coming out from the government. So we anticipate September jobs report coming out this week. And Mark Hamrick, Washington Bureau Chief and Senior Economic Analyst at Bankrate.com, joins us as he comes off of furlough as well. Right, Mark?
No furlough, my friend, but no rest for the weary, right?
Now you're going to have to work double time, man, just to catch up with all these reports, right?
I mean, it's been a little crazy, but it's a good kind of crazy when we're keeping busy. So that's all good. We're blessed.
Absolutely. So I love the way that you caption this. Do you remember September? No, not really.
Yeah. I mean, Sunday is a bit of a blur, but that's another question. But yeah, I mean, it's all about, you know, we get this data flow that was essentially in a pipe that wasn't moving. And some of the data actually isn't even going to be collected. And now we're getting restoration. And, you know, to level set, what we get Thursday morning at 8:30 Eastern time will be pre-shutdown job market. So it's not irrelevant, but it's less than totally satisfying. And then we won't get an October jobs report. And then we get the November report, which we don't know the timing of exactly. That's going to be in early to mid-December, and I suppose by the end of December, then we'll feel like we will have largely caught up with the data that we want to see. So it is a little crazed.
I got to imagine, though, you and others have been looking at private data that is reported by private corporations. Mm-hmm. So you probably have a pretty good feel as to what's coming down the pipe this week.
It's a little like the prognostications that occur before a football game, where the guys either on the radio or on television say it's going to be a great game, and then it, you know, it ends up being completely different. So I don't want to say that we have 100% confidence about what we will see, but I think we know what the parameters are, and that essentially is that for this pre-shutdown month, that the unemployment rate ought to remain at 4.3%. That we'll see probably lackluster jobs creation. The previous month was a gain of 22,000. The month before that, 79,000 upon revision. The expectation is it's maybe around 50,000. It might be those revisions that could be as meaningful as anything. Again, just covering the month of September, August, and July.
So when we look at what we did know leading up to the shutdown, where what sectors were the healthiest as it relates to job creation?
As I think we probably discussed, you know, somewhat in the past, Newell, but it's become much more of a significant dynamic now, is that not dissimilar from some things that we saw coming out of the pandemic, that the economy of the haves and the have-nots has really become immense in this period. And, you know, if you're in data centers, if you're in AI, you know, you're seeing the money come in by the truckload, right? And otherwise, you're not necessarily feeling it. And so, obviously, seeing some pullback in stock prices in the past few days, and we don't know necessarily where that will go, but it certainly wasn't unexpected. But getting it back to the job market, I mean, there really hasn't been a great deal of positive dynamism in the job market. Coming into the shutdown period, it was basically healthcare and social assistance, and that was it, adding jobs. But that also needs to be viewed in the context of an economy that adds, or I should say, hires 5 million people in a given month. And so, yes, the hiring rate right now in terms of the rate of individuals that are being hired is really abysmally low. And I mean, that's measurable and measured by the Labor Department. And again, we'll be eager to get the refreshes on that. And so when we get the anecdotal reports, or, you know, talking to people, or, you know, a lot of reporting done on this in the sort of thorough reporting journalism world, job seekers are complaining that it's taking a long time. The entrant market for new college grads is probably as bad as it's been in years. And so, you know, if one is employed, you're thanking your lucky stars. If you're looking for work, you're probably not saying the prayer of Thanksgiving, but asking for, you know, to maintain faith.
So as we see a number of things that we know have impacted the economy, let's just throw one out, tariffs, right? And
yeah,
we're beginning to slide back. That has a tail, though, because it probably won't impact any of this stuff until maybe even the second quarter of 26, right?
I believe that is true. And, you know, there's also the question of how much do businesses want to cut prices even as tariffs are reduced or removed. And it is obviously a highly competitive environment, and you know, retailers and restaurants and everybody in between are talking about slowdowns in business. And the National Retail Federation, the main trade group for the retailers in our country, has said that they look for something on the order of a 4% increase in holiday sales. That's the November and December period this year. But inflation's at 3%. So that means that essentially you've got a margin of 1% above the inflation rate. It's not particularly impressive. And of course, you know, your results may vary if you're a store operator. So I think that, you know, consumers are not going to go into the grocery store anytime soon and, you know, ask for a second grocery cart to fill up, right? They're just going to feel fortunate to get through the checkout counter.
So how does that impact the mindset of what most people are predicting that the Fed Open Market Committee will do in December, another 25 basis point reduction? Do you see that changing?
Right now, the futures market indicates that that is about a 50-50 call on whether they cut rates with the December 10th announcement. But I would also note that between the anticipated restoration of data flow, meaning we should know a lot more on December 9th and 10th than we know right now, I think their level of confidence about having a viewpoint will be higher. Having said that, there have been dissents at both of the past two meetings. Just yesterday, one who is viewed as a potential nominee for replacing Jerome Powell as chairman, Christopher Waller, who, by the way, cited bank rate data in his speech. So God bless Christopher Waller. Is saying he's very much of the opinion that they need to cut interest rates at the December 10th meeting. He's worried about the health of the job market. And on the other hand, you have the person who intends to go back to the Trump White House after as what effectively is a temporary appointment to the Fed to take a post that someone vacated recently. Stephen Miron, he has said that, you know, he dissented and said, no, we should be cutting much more aggressively than we have been. So, and then there will be those who don't want to cut at all. So it remains to be seen what the decision will be. But we do know that there's a divide on the Fed. And I don't think that's necessarily needs to be viewed, you know, through a political lens. I think it speaks to the confusion. You know, I mean, it is a very confusing time. If it were clear cut, you guys might say, we don't really need to have Hamrick on today.
No, but I think it's healthy too, because there's a dialogue and a discourse that has to take place, you know, in trying to reach a consensus as to what you're going to do, right? And I like the fact that they may have diverse opinions on it. Maybe a lot of folks on Wall Street don't, but I kind of like that.
That's actually a question that I asked Chairman Powell about sometime in the last year and a half or so, is, you know, you telling him, you know, you are known, Mr. Chairman, as someone who, you know, views it as very important to have essentially agreement around the table, meaning to work through a process to forge agreement. But, you know, I also think about the fact that they have effectively admitted to have been wrong twice, essentially since the pandemic, wrong in having failed to raise interest rates more to stave off the historically high inflation that we are all painfully aware of. And then he had said not too long ago that he felt like they were slow in cutting rates. So I'm right there with you. I don't want people coming to the table to say the moon landing was faked, but I think it's appropriate. And he would say that they do feel that they have robust discussions, and obviously it is reflected in the dissents and the votes that they've had in the past 2 months. So absolutely, and I think, you know, as Powell cycles off, and we'll see who replaces him as chair, and there'll be some other appointments to make. Those opinions may be increasingly diverse.
Well, you know, there's a lot of confusion, you know, especially when you're looking at the housing numbers. And I know you listed here that the National Association of Realtors October numbers are going to be released on Thursday. Right. Obviously, the Trump administration, the president himself, has been floating this idea of a 50-year mortgage. Not a lot of people have embraced that that strategy, and for good reason, I would suspect. But I think a lot of folks are just confounded by the housing industry right now.
I think that the interest in that product, and possibly even on the part of the president and some of his advisors, it just reflects the desperation that people feel with respect to looking to solve these affordability challenges. And you're right, the 50-year mortgage is seen as not the solution for those problems. That essentially, if someone were actually to live 50 years in a house, and the median price, I should say the median age of a first-time home buyer is 40, so we'll be celebrating your payoff at your 90th birthday if you're one of those people. Yeah. You know, it's just problematic. It essentially means that people will be renting their home effectively with very little gains in the building of a home equity in a country where home equity is the primary means toward wealth creation. So it actually sort of flip that to helping the financial services trade more than I think it would help individual homeowners.
I have a text here, Mark. Someone wants to know, based on the last report, how many job openings were actually available in the United States from a number perspective? How many?
I don't have that in front of me, but let me answer that question another way, and that is they're down sharply from 2022. I'm going to say we are roughly in the 7 million realm in a given month, and that's correct. And we were about 7 million, and we hired 5 million. So there's a gap between the openings and the actual number of people being hired, and that gap is a little pronounced right now. But another way of answering the question, and it does depend on the answer to the first question, is that the ratio of job openings to unemployed job seekers is now about 1-to-1. And so when we were in the midst of that so-called red hot job market of, let's say, 2022, that ratio was 2 jobs open for every unemployed job seeker. So the math has gotten back to a more favorable state for employers, in the sense that they're not going to have to dig so deep into pocket
right,
for
absolutely.
Wage increases.
So things have tightened up for sure. Well, we will check back with you once all of these numbers kind of come to fruition and we're able to make some sense out of them. But we're still going to be playing, I guess, catch up until what, January? I mean,
effectively, right? So certainly by the third week of December, when it's going to be harder to get people's attention to talk about the economy.
Yeah, exactly. And as we're trying to pay off these Christmas gifts already.
There you go.
The UPS guy, he knows all of us by first name now, so it's really dangerous.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
But Mark Hamrick, as always, truly enjoy the conversation with you. Thank you so much for taking time to join us. It's Mark Hamrick, Washington Bureau Chief and Senior Economic Analyst at Bankrate.com. Have a great week.
Yeah, the pleasure's mine, my friend. Thanks so much. Take good care.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whole bunch of Epstein emails get released and heads are starting to roll. Larry Summers, who is actually the former Treasury secretary, he's a Democrat, said that he is going to step back a little bit from the public view because he says he's deeply ashamed of his actions and recognize the pain they have caused. He takes full responsibility for his misguided decision to continue communicating with Mr. Epstein while continuing to fulfill his teaching obligations at Harvard University. He served as a Treasury Secretary under President Bill Clinton and was a top advisor to President Barack Obama. He repeatedly sought advice from Epstein on romantically pursuing a woman that he referred to as his mentee. And Epstein, in one message, referred to himself as the prominent economist wingman. And Summers is also holds a board seat on OpenAI. He has a tenured position at Harvard. He's an unpaid non-resident fellow position at the Liberal Center for American Progress think tank and a paid contributor role at Bloomberg News. All of these organizations declined to comment when folks reached out to them. And what's happening next is the fallout of a number of liberal reporters for the New York Times and many others that stayed in constant contact with Epstein and, in fact, offered advice back and forth as to how to submarine Donald Trump going back as far as December of 2015. And how they could craft questions in order to elicit or solicit responses from the then candidate for president because of their distaste and dislike for him. As I pointed out the other day, none of this is going to rise to criminal culpability, just lack of judgment in communicating with Epstein. So we'll see where this goes and if there are any Republicans, we'll report out on them too. But it seems as though first to fall, Larry Summers, pretty big player. You know, he's a teacher at Harvard. He's a very famous economist. You know, we'll see where this all ends up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.